Hello, beautiful lady. Welcome to the private podcast where we are talking about the high achiever mindset. Yes, we are, because I have so many incredible women in my space, and me included, being the high achiever that I am, I see it actually become quite an identity trait that can get in the way. And we don't want to eliminate the high achiever within us, but what we want to do is we want to be able to regulate it, and we want to be able to stand in the strength of being a high achiever without the things that it brings in as well, such as perfectionism, imposter syndrome, overcommitment, self-criticism, all the parts that come with being a high achiever. I see so many high achievers have this incredible drive, this incredible motivation, this deep, unbelievable knowing that they can do more, be more, have more. But actually, a lot of the time, the tendencies of a high achiever, the parts that come with being a high achiever, actually stops them in their tracks, like literally makes them freeze. Go into freeze in their business, go into freeze in their life, and actually, it's because of these things that we're going to be speaking about today, the perfectionism, the imposter syndrome, the overcommitment, the self-criticism, that actually starts to unbalance being what a high achiever is. So, high achievers, as we know, we are individuals who set really ambitious goals and really work diligently to achieve them. Now, often, like I said, it's driven by perfectionism and the kind of internal need to really excel in anything that you're doing, exceed expectations, stand out, play bold. However, the mindset can become a bit of a double-edged sword, because the same drive that propels you to be successful can also create immense pressure. And if you are a self-confessed high achiever and your hands up right now, I would say you hold an immense amount of pressure on yourself to, like I said, do more, be more, have more in your business, and to be honest, in your life, if we look like across all of the sections of our life. And the pressure that comes with the high achieving tendency, the high achieving behavior, not an identity, can really show itself in various ways. And I usually see it with procrastination, dissatisfaction with accomplishments, the never fucking ending quest to do more and have more, and nothing's ever good enough. And these kind of pressures stop you from actually using the high achiever part of you to be that success that you want to be. So we're going to start with actually having a look at the neuroscience behind high achievement, because our brains are wired to seek rewards. And actually, for high achievers, the primary reward is the sense of accomplishment that comes with achieving their goals. Now, when you are in that primary reward of like the sense of accomplishment, the sense of success, whatever you're kind of reaching for with being a high achiever, it's actually releasing a lot of dopamine for us, which makes us feel good. Of course, we want to feel good, right? But here's the catch. The dopamine-driven reward system can become really, really addictive. And the more we achieve, the more we want to achieve, the more we want to achieve, the more we want to achieve these imaginary milestones that I talk about all the time, you're actually starting to create really like a perpetuating striving cycle that sometimes, and I see this a lot, can lead to burnout. It can lead to anxiety, the pressure, and even kind of depression if we can't manage it properly. So let's have a little dive in. So we're going to start having a look today at the dopamine cycle. Now, dopamine is often referred to as that feel-good neurotransmitter because it is associated with pleasure and reward. Now, when you set and achieve the goals, your brain releases dopamine, which gives you a sense of that satisfaction, a sense of pleasure. And actually, this reward system that we use day in, day out is really crucial for motivation and crucial for goal setting. However, the dopamine cycle can become really addictive, and we see it more in life now than we ever have before, because the more we achieve, the more we crave that dopamine hit. And actually, what happens is this can lead to setting these increasingly higher goals, pushing ourselves beyond our limit, and actually over time, the kind of relentless pursuit can actually lead to burnout and mental fatigue, where we get no dopamine at all. And actually you kind of go into the trap of like, well, it didn't, you know, I got the goal and it still doesn't feel fucking good. And here we go again. And it's like this kind of starts to become quite stagnant with the dopamine cycle. The next thing I want to have a look at from like a neuroscience perspective is the prefrontal cortex. And that's where kind of all of our decision making is made. So the prefrontal cortex is located at the front of the brain. And it's really responsible for like the executive functions, decision making, planning, self-control, all of the things that we want in business. And high achievers have a really highly active prefrontal cortex, which really enables you to plan meticulously, to stay focused on your goals. However, an overactive prefrontal cortex can also lead to overthinking and perfectionism. And this is why in a lot of high achievers, I see a lot of you overthinking and I see a lot of you stuck in perfectionism. And high achievers sometimes struggle with the indecision or the fear of making mistakes, which causes then procrastination, you hinder your progress, etc. So all of these things are really great as a high achiever, but the moment that we tip it over the edge is the moment that it starts to work against us rather than for us. The last thing from a neuroscience perspective is the amygdala, you know, the stress response. Now, the amygdala is part of the brain that is responsible for processing emotions, the fear, the stress. And high achievers really, 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 really often have a heightened stress response. And this heightened stress response is due to the constant pressure to perform and succeed. Hands up if you bloody resonate with that. The heightened stress response due to the constant pressure to perform and succeed. And I'll tell you what, no fucker is putting any pressure on you. It's the pressure that you put on yourself. And the trigger that the release of the stress hormones, like cortisol, for example, when we have cortisol in high levels, it can negatively impact you both mentally and physically, which is why a lot of high achievers do burn out. A lot of high achievers can kind of be very susceptible to illness. It kind of starts to get in the way of your cognitive functions. We have no creativity, really difficult to focus, weaken your immune system. If you are listening to this and you have been a high achiever your whole life, you're probably like, oh my God, yes, this all makes sense. And, you know, like I said, all of these we want to be working. We want the dopamine cycle. We want the prefrontal cortex to be, you know, front and center. That's when we're in self the most. We want the amygdala to be regulated. And a high achiever can have all of those. It's because the pressure and the other things that the other parts that come in from being a high achiever push you over that little tipping edge. And then that's where they can start to hinder you, like I said. So let's have a little look at the subconscious patterns that become roadblocks for high achievers. There's four. I've already said them. Number one, perfectionism. And that really is the belief that anything less than perfect is absolutely unacceptable. So hands up, perfectionism's out there. Number two, with high achievers, I actually see a hell of a lot of imposter syndrome and feeling like a fraud despite the sheer insane amount of evidence of your success. It's crazy. And I always use the phrase, because people always used to say it to me before I started doing work on my high achieving tendencies, I wish you could see yourself the way that we see you. I get that a lot with high achievers, that you cannot see your success, which makes you continuously work and not have that moment where you go, wow, yeah, okay, I have been, or I am being successful. Number three is overcommitment. Taking on too many tasks, taking on too many responsibilities, taking on too much stuff, because as a high achiever, well, of course I can deal with all that. And then the last one is, and this was the biggest one that I had to work on and still work on to this day, is self-criticism. And I see a hell of a lot of high achievers being really, really overly harsh on themselves for anything, anything that they're doing. And I call my clients, my one-to-one clients, out on this all the frickin' time, especially because I do attract a lot of high achievers. And, you know, they'll do something absolutely amazing and they'll brush across it in a session. And I'm like, hang on a pickin' minute. Like, let's just sit in that for a moment, because that was something you wanted not too long ago. And here we are celebrating it. So I always try and make sure that I really show clients the kind of teach them and kind of encourage them to really sit in their success, because this is kind of one of the things that we want to do as a high achiever. Now, all of these patterns are ingrained in your subconscious and can really sabotage your success, because all of these really do create unnecessary stress, unnecessary pressure, and start to show up externally in your business and in your life. And these are the things that are currently the roadblockers for you, I would hazard a guess, if you're really sitting in this high achiever behavior. So perfectionism, imposter syndrome, overcommitment, self-criticism, there's way more than that that sit kind of within the high achieving parts. But you can now see probably some of your external behaviors are really playing a part in holding you back from actually being the high achiever that you want to be, basically. So let's have a little look into each of them. Perfectionism. Like I said, the belief that anything less than perfect is completely unacceptable. And when we are striving for that excellence, which is basically the absolute hallmark for high achievers, perfectionism can lead you to those unrealistic standards, the fear of failure, sometimes the fear of success. And a lot of the time where I see the impact on this is kind of like delayed projects, missed deadlines, because everything has to be perfect. Nothing can be messy. The colors have to be just right. The text or the font or the launch date. You know, like, there's a lot of things that come with this in your business, from a kind of projects, deadlines type of a view. And I think when you've played into the projects and the deadlines so much and you keep missing them and you keep delaying them, what that often does as well is it starts to diminish the trust that you have with yourself, because you start to have a belief where you're like, well, I've put these things down, I've said I'm going to do them, I keep not doing them. And you kind of basically teach your subconscious that you don't trust yourself to do it. So that the perfectionism can play into that a lot. a lot of perfectionism brings in that increased stress and burnout from constant striving, because again, nothing's ever good enough. And then they're like, I almost see as well with perfectionism that you stop creating, you stop being you, you stop saying things that you want to see. It's kind of that innovation reduces because of the fear of like making a mistake or doing it wrong or it not being right. Imposter syndrome. So high achievers with imposter syndrome, they're often kind of attributed their accomplishments to luck rather than their own skills and hard work. Like, you just don't allow yourself to see it. And I see this a lot with, for example, you have just signed a client, and instead of celebrating, you worry that you're not truly capable of delivering the promised result. And then you overwork yourself to prove your worth, constantly doubting your abilities, fearing that the client will realize that they made a mistake. You know, there's so many things where this comes in. And imposter syndrome, I mean, we hear it so often in the kind of self-development world, don't we? But I really, truly see it in high achievers, which is crazy because a lot of high achievers are very confident and want more and have that drive. And a lot of people kind of look at high achievers and go, well, no, like, you wouldn't have imposter syndrome. But actually, it's really subtle in a high achiever, and it can lead to, you know, that decrease in your self-confidence, a lot of anxiety, reluctant to kind of take on any new opportunities or challenges. And I see, you know, from a subconscious point of view, you kind of stop looking for the opportunities, you stop putting yourself forwards, and you kind of start to over-deliver, overwork, micromanage to kind of compensate for what you perceive is your inadequacies. And you put down your boundaries, and there's a lot of things that come in that as well. This is all just making you quite aware. We're going to be doing some work on moving through this in a moment. So overcommitment, the kind of desire to prove yourself or help others, taking on too many tasks, too many responsibilities, maybe saying yes to 7 projects, 4 networking events, and by the time you know that, you're burnt out, you've strained your relationships, you've compromised your quality of work, and you've missed opportunities around you. And a lot of the time, almost there's a tendency to, which kind of ties in with the imposter syndrome, I see a lot of high achievers make this huge to-do list for themselves in the day. And actually, logically, if we looked at that, no human would be able to fucking do it. And you put this like huge pressure on yourself, and then you don't do it because it has been such a crazy to-do list that you then start to self-criticize. And it's almost like you create that list to make sure that you don't do it so you can beat yourself up at the end of the day because nothing comes easy. And I see that a lot with high achievers. And then the last is the self-criticism. Again, like I said, very much something that I had to work on, like lots of difficulties in recognizing what you've achieved, in celebrating what you've achieved. Nothing's ever good enough that you do. You don't kind of allow yourself to see yourself in the way that everyone else sees you, like I said, which really actually starts to affect, and it started to affect, and this, a lot of self-criticism comes from the performing arts industry for me, but it was really hitting my self-esteem. It was hitting the way I showed up, the way I delivered. You know, it would have such a massive impact on me that it would stop me, because nothing was ever good enough. And it's almost like that kind of self-fulfilling prophecy of like, well, you know, if I actually look, I've got the life that I wanted. This was in Australia. Like, if I've got the life that I wanted and I'm still not happy, then Christ, like, you know, like, you're just kind of in this cycle a lot. So those are the 4 tendencies that I see within high achievers. And now we want to know what the bloody hell to do with it if you are connecting with one or maybe all 4 of these. So like I said at the start of the podcast, as a high achiever, it is actually the most insane trait. And I would never, ever, ever want to get rid of the high achiever within me, because I love how it makes me show up. I love the drive that it gives me. I love the way that it makes me focus and what I want for my life, and I don't settle for less. All of those, that part, the parts within the part of the high achiever, is incredible. However, we need to start detaching the parts that don't serve us from the high achiever within you. So it's kind of like a bit of a complex part, because the high achiever is a part in itself, but actually there's quite a few parts that tag team the high achiever, and we need to start to remove the ones that don't serve us: the self-criticism, the overcommitment part, the imposter syndrome part, the perfectionist part. We need to almost detach that from the high achiever, because at the moment your high achiever has a tag team of all these parts coming in. So the first thing that I want you to do in the way of detaching these parts from the high achiever within you is I want you to actually really have a reflection on the aspects of being a high achiever that cause you stress. So when you think about you being a high achiever so far, not prior to this podcast where I hadn't brought this awareness in for you, I want you to kind of reflect on this high achiever part of you that's actually caused you stress, and actually how these aspects are hindering your progress. So your list might be what I've listed out today, you know, the perfectionism, imposter syndrome, overcommitment, self-criticism. There's probably way more than that, or completely different ones. So reflect on the aspects of being a high achiever that really cause you stress. So not being a high achiever in general, just the aspects of being the high achiever that cause you stress. And how do these specific aspects really hinder your progress at the moment? Then I want you to have a look at what the positive aspects of being a high achiever are, and what do you want to keep? Which bits of the high achieving part do you want to keep? And I want you to really reflect on how these aspects help you succeed. Because actually, when we can look at the high achiever from this perspective and look at the positive aspects of being a high achiever and which ones you want to keep and how they help you succeed, we're really going to open the door on how we can turn those up even more. Equally, we're going to open the door on the aspects that cause you stress and the aspects that hinder you at the moment, and how we can start to eliminate these. And this is what we're going to be doing for the whole of this month. Then what I want you to do is I want you to describe, this can all be in a journal or you can just have a little ponder on it, but I want you to describe a future scenario where you achieve your goals without the stress and pressure. Now you're sitting there going, but Beck, I've never achieved any fucking goal without stress and pressure. And trust me, I know, I get it. I bloody get it. But I want you to start seeing how you could achieve your goals without the stress and pressure. Now, in life, there is always going to be a little bit of stress and a little bit of pressure, and sometimes it works for us. However, the stress and the pressure that's actually helping us rather than hindering us, because at the moment, the amount of stress and pressure that you put on yourself is stopping you from doing anything, right? So describe a future scenario where you achieve your goals without the stress and pressure that you're currently putting on yourself. And I really want you to have a look at what changes did you make to get there. So as you're describing that future scenario, as you're visualizing that future scenario, what changes has to happen? What change has to happen for you to get there? That's where I want you to start today, because I want us to really see the aspects that are causing you stress within the high achiever, the positive aspects that you want to keep, and then what it looks like to be a high achiever without those parts. So without the perfectionism, without the imposter syndrome, without the overcommitment, without the self-criticism. And you might find that that part maybe looks slightly different. Maybe it's not even called high achiever anymore. And we have a new part that steps in that actually really helps us. And you still go after your goals with the same drive and tenacity and determination, but it doesn't come with this tag team of parts that is currently holding you back. So that's where I want you to start today. Really reflect on those three questions. I'll pop them into the notes below. And really start to understand. We've just started with a bit of an understanding today with what that looks like. You've had more of an awareness. And I think having that awareness will already make you catch yourself being like, oh, okay, that's a bit of my high achieving part that I don't want to keep anymore. What would it look like if I had a positive aspect of my high achiever that could help me move forwards with this as well? I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast episode. Let me know how you get on with the journal prompts, and we're going to be really diving into shifting the identity around the high achiever within you this month. So buckle in, because things are going to be shifting and you are going to be bloody flying as the high achiever that you want to be, but without all the stress and the pressure. Hell yes to that.